Support for Church Folks comes from Tide Travels, more than just your average travel site. With three levels to save, you have the opportunity to build great and multiple incentives, earning yourself points to be used wherever you please. Not only that, you are also building points to reward deserving kids a chance to explore the world, showing them much more than they can see every day. Also, for the month of July, if you are interested in becoming an agent yourself, you will receive a $500 cruise voucher, offer good through July 31st. So before you book that getaway, contact Talisha Ross at www.myvortex365.com/Tide Travels. Again, that's www.myvortex365.com/TY Travels, or hit her up on Facebook at Tide Travels, exploring the world for less. Good morning or good evening, saints and friends. This is Church Folks. What's good, fam? My name is Derek J. Murphy, and I am a pastor, teacher, speaker, writer, author, worship leader, musician, and all-around Kingdom Renaissance man. And today we can finally add to that a broadcaster, because I'm finally able to bring to you the Church Folks Show. It's a show that's designed to highlight and spotlight people and their passions and their ministries that exist outside of the church walls, which is really important because so many times we forget that our love for Christ needs to extend past Sunday morning worship and the lifting of our hands or Wednesday night Bible study and the study of God's word. And so with this show, we're going to have some fun. We're going to laugh and enjoy each other in laughter. But the meat of the show is going to be the interview and the people that we'll spotlight. So right now, I just want to give you a portion of our first interview with your new favorite comedian, Derek Keener. He is a comedian who is from my hometown. He happens to be my classmate. And he was one of the hosts for the Festival of Praise tour with Fred Hammond, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Israel Houghton, Karen Clark Sheard, Casey J, Regina Bell, and our co-host Whit and I met him in his offices with his son Caleb. And so here's just a portion of what he had to say. Take a listen. Well, you brought up the Festival of Praise tour, mm-hmm. and when I heard that you were on that ticket, that was around about the time we were planning to start this podcast. Mm-hmm. And
you brought my mama.
I did. I brought your mama to the show, and I asked you that night if you would mind being on the show. But that's what prompted me to one of the things that prompted me to do this podcast is to really talk to people who are doing their passion, pursuing their dreams, but not necessarily in the confines of what's traditional church or mm-hmm. even in the traditions of church. Mm-hmm. And by no means are you a quote-unquote Christian comedian.
Right.
You're a comedian who is a Christian.
Absolutely.
And so...
Or a Christian who is a comedian.
Right, exactly.
I'm Christian first.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, and there's been a lot of talk, especially here in town, because of the venues that you play in mm-hmm. that aren't always conducive to the saints. Mm-hmm. And there have been, and I've been guilty of saying it, and I've said it to you, bro, mm-hmm. I can't go there mm-hmm. to hear you. I had to go all the way to Dallas.
Yeah.
To catch your show,
right?
Because I'm not able as a pastor preacher to be seen
down there
at the club exactly.
and I've had a couple show up,
right? And I mean, no judgment at all.
I know, but see that, you know, when people see them there, it is. Is he ordering something to drink? Mm-hmm. They're always
can't
focus on the show because you see a preacher supporting a friend,
exactly.
I mean, I've had them support.
Well, with that being said, how do you think what you do is important to the kingdom of God? Hmm. What the work that you put in, the places that you go,
the things that you say, the people in the lives that you touch, mm-hmm. how do you think that's helping to advance the kingdom of God?
Well, I'll tell you like this. David, see, you'd be taking me back to the, David played the harp for Saul, did he not?
Exactly.
Helped to soothe his soul. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Laughter is good for the soul. It's like chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah.
And so I believe even in cussing when I'm on stage, because I do. I was in Oakland at Tommy T's Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. There was a pastor that was in there. Didn't know he was a pastor. Had no clue. As a matter of fact, my cousin, who's a pastor, came to see me, but there was another pastor in there. Man, what? Now, I just finished doing my show, my regular comedy show, where Derek talked like Derek talked. Mm-hmm. And that man walked up to me and said, "Hey, I can tell you're a Christian. Do you do churches?"
Huh.
So even God's anointing, it doesn't leave you just because you are, you know, or you say or you do certain things. It's there, and people can see it. And so that's just my way to reach them.
Mm.
You know, they won't see me in the club drunk. Mm. Just won't see me in there drunk. You know, I'm still going to be me, but then I can invite you to church. So I think I'm helping advance the kingdom by showing, man, listen, you still go out and have a good time. That doesn't damn you to hell, like most people would love to do. If people had a hell to put me in, I'd have been there a long time ago. But I just think that the way that I carry myself still allows people to say, you know what, he's still a Christian. He's still a Christian. It is what it is.
Do you find it difficult to deal with some of the people who can't differentiate the two? Because you can play a church,
mm-hmm.
you can play the Festival of Praise tour with Fred Hammond and mm-hmm. Bishop Hayes,
mm-hmm.
and you can play, you know, the club down in the country,
mm-hmm.
The hole in the wall.
I'm going to tell you what irritates me about church people.
Mm-hmm.
It's very irritating. I mean, extremely, extremely irritating. And I'm glad you said this, because there's a saying that they go blank and feed them fish. That's how I feel. Now, you see, I just left it right there, blank and feed them fish. That's me.
Yeah.
On that. But what bothers me is how narrow-minded people that are in positions of power or leadership at church are, mm-hmm. how narrow-minded they are. When I say they're narrow-minded, Steve Harvey did Megafest.
Right.
That's where he did Don't Trip Ain't Through Me Yet. Mm-hmm. They hired Earthquake to do the Festival of Praise. Earthquake. We're not talking about gospel comedians. Nowhere close to it. Do you hear me?
Right.
So we've seen these guys cuss up a storm around this country. All Steve said was, "My mama made us go to church." That's all he ever said. He never said, "I'm a gospel comedian." So here's what bothers me about these churches. Those guys, and even 2 years ago, I hosted a fashion show at Megafest. I watched comedians like Lavelle Crawford, funny, ain't no gospel comedian. Tony Roberts, funny.
Yeah.
He darn sure ain't no gospel comedian.
For real.
Robert Powell, who is the next big thing. Robert, only thing Robert ever told me in private was, "I love God." But everything else is F this. So now, they hired them to do Megafest. That's what they hired them to do. Mm-hmm. Nephew Tommy's doing Megafest this mm-hmm. year. I'm writing for him. And he's the one doing it. But a church will call me, knowing that my father's a pastor, that I've toured with David and Tamela Mann. I've done many, I hosted the Festival of Praise tour. They'll call and say, "Do you have any footage that we can see of you doing clean comedy? We need to know that you can do it." Bothers the crap out of me. Because I'm a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I just worked at McDonald's and I cussed all day long, I know not to go to church and do it.
Right.
I'm a professional comedian. Because what makes me upset about church people is how they'll treat me because my name don't carry the same weight as all the other guys. That's about the only thing that bothers me. Because other than that, it's blank and feed them fish. See, y'all laughing because you know what the blank is. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's just how I feel.
Right.
You know, because I don't judge people. And I think they spend a lot of time judging and as if though they don't sin.
Right.
They spend a lot of time judging. Lots of time.
And yeah. I think that's where I said one day on Facebook, I think I might be one of the lost Christians, because I thought that Christianity was me helping you get through whatever you, even if that means that you getting on stage making me laugh, if that's helping me get through whatever I'm going through, isn't that the point? Like, I don't think the point of it is for you to pass how you feel about what I'm going through on to me. I know what I'm going through, but I think it's more or less how we helping each other get through what we're going through. And I think that's where we lose sight of what our jobs are here on earth. Yeah. We fall into the place of, well, I need to be telling you how wrong it is. Or I need to be telling you how pitiful that is. But in reality, no, you need to just be loving and praying for me, holding me accountable.
Absolutely.
You can hold me accountable without condemning me to hell.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's where I have a problem with church people. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that wasn't my question, but I just had to put that in there. I find that church people are more judgmental than the world. And even as a person, my personal testimony, I said, I might as well stay out here with them. At least I know they love me more or less than when I go to church. And I feel like I got to, like, is she looking at how low my shirt? And, of course, you know, I was raised in the church. My grandmother, you know, took us to church. Wasn't no low-cut shirts and all that stuff. But, of course, now sometimes when I go, I'm, like, uncomfortable, you know. I can't focus on getting what I need because I'm worried about who's looking, who's going to say something, who's going to, you know. I think if we focus more on the reason why we do what we do, we would save a lot more souls. We'll win a lot more souls.
Now, what you said is about you may as well be out here with them because at least you know they love you. This is why on Sundays I don't wear suits. I refuse. I would wear this to church, which is sweats and a t-shirt. If I go to a bar and somebody sees me looking down, they'll buy me a beer, slide it down and say, take one. I know what you're going through. You go to church and you look different than any, or you look like the sin. Won't nobody come up to you and say, I know what you're going through. Here's a hug. That's why people stay in the world based on how church people treat you. I don't believe in treating people that way.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that enough to come back and listen to that entire interview with comedian Derek Keener. Church folks and kingdom culture are the intellectual properties of Derek J. Murphy and Derek J. Murphy Enterprises. It is produced by Derek J. Murphy and Whitley Watson, assisted by Adrian Brown and our intern, Tyler Hollowell. Music provided by Chuck Price. Make sure to visit us on the web at derekjmurphy.com/churchfolks. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Church Folks Show. You can also follow Whit on Facebook as Whit Rose. And you can follow me at I Am Derek J. Murphy everywhere but Snapchat, because I don't do that. So until next time, may the Lord watch between me and thee. Peace.